And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio of Mike Kernine and Nichelle Kernine to talk about Sitka Jazz Fest, which is coming up February 2nd through 4th. Mike's the director, and Nichelle's daughter is the assistant director. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Okay, so 22nd year for Sitka Jazz Fest. That is an impressive run.
Yeah, people keep asking how the Jazz Festival started, and realizing we went through 22 years of Jazz Festival, starting out with one artist, and now we've grown to a kind of a great three-day event.
Well, let's talk about that three-day event. Who are the headliners this year?
We have a great guitarist out of Oakland by the name of Mimi Fox. I actually found her on YouTube singing with a great singer out of Seattle named Gretchen Matassa, and was really taken by her playing. And we were lucky enough to get her to come.
All right. Who else we have?
Let's see. We have, mine's blank today. So Mimi Fox, a wonderful tenor saxophone player who just got through touring with a band called Snarky Puppy by the name of Bob Reynolds. And he's out of Los Angeles. Fantastic saxophone player. Who's the third person? Oh, Tierney Sutton. A wonderful singer, and her trio, they'll be coming up. She was just featured on the movie Sully. She did the movie music along with Clint Eastwood. Wonderful, wonderful singer. People will really enjoy her, and she'll be singing on Saturday night.
Okay. What other events are happening?
Thursday night, we start off with the Thelonious Monk Institute. They're out of UCLA. They're a group of seven young musicians, and they're going to be putting on a quick little
45-minute concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll
be performing for the visiting students that are coming from Fairbanks, Juneau, Ketchikan. And that'll start out. That's Thursday night. That's free. And that's at the Otis Theater at 6:30 to 7:15.
Okay.
And then leading into Friday, we have a few workshops for the kids, as well as the Brown Bag Lunch Concert at the Otis Theater as well, which is also free. And that's going to include almost all the musicians that we have visiting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a nice taster of the festival and see some of the, you know, see some of the stuff that we'll have on Friday and Saturday night, the Brown Bag Concert's a real informal, it's a wonderful event, and that's free to everybody.
It sounds like there are also some after-hours events.
Yep. After the Friday and Saturday night concerts, on Friday we're going to do the Sitka Hotel is going to host us. Musicians usually come down after their performances, and there'll be some music and a chance to be able to say hello and meet some of the artists that they saw at the concerts. Saturday night, we're going to do the after hours event at the Mean Queen downstairs. So that'll be kind of similar, but chance to kind of unwind after a great 3-day festival.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the educational component of Sitka Jazz Fest, which I think has always been critical to this event. Lots of students involved from all over the state. Nichelle?
Yeah, not only do the students visiting and the Sitka students get to partake in the clinics and workshops with all the music educators and visiting artists, we also do an educational piece, mini performances within the schools as well. Even though there's no school this Friday, we're still incorporating the artists within the for the kids to get a chance to experience jazz.
Okay, and a lot of locals are involved as well.
Yeah, a lot of musicians in town get the opportunity when we put the big band together. We try to bring in some top musicians. We've got Bijan Watson and a gentleman named Sam Bird is coming in, and it's a chance for people like myself and Roger Schmidt, Susan Brandt Ferguson, Mike Sullivan,
Wade Demmert.
We even have some Sitka alumni that fly in from out of town. Ed Littlefield. Try to give us a chance to play with some great musicians and make some wonderful music.
So it's not just the two of you pulling this off, is it?
No, I would say there's probably a small army of people that are involved in this festival. We have folks that do the transportation. We have folks that do the hospitality. We have folks that, you know, get the vans. We have photographers. I'm not naming names because I know I'll leave off somebody that's very important, but there's so many great people. And then parents volunteer time, energy, desserts, their homes, the school donates time for us to take the days off and stuff. It's pretty crazy how many people, mm-hmm. you know, participate in this festival.
So what, Michelle, you've been assistant director for 3 years. Mike, you've been involved with this for a long time. What keeps you guys going?
That's a good question. That's a good question to ask in the week before the Jazz Festival.
This is a big deal. I'm probably tired.
The part that keeps me going is that it, to get what we do for 3 days, people would have to travel long distances. And, we kind of live in a YouTube generation, but it's nice for people to actually see a living, breathing example mm-hmm. of the art form and support that art form and give the kids to see somebody else. It's a living, breathing example instead of just looking at a 3x3-inch screen. And, it's probably, and I guess just feel like we're paying it forward and giving the teachers, we live on an island, and to get what we bring in, it's impossible. So it's just kind of consolidate and make a very, very intense experience for a few days for people.
Well, Mike, you, you're the music person over at Blatchley.
Mm-hmm.
How have the Jazz Fests impacted your students over the years?
I would say the biggest thing is just providing lots of opportunities for kids to explore not just the music part. We've got people that are coming up that run sound, and they started out their career running cables for Jazz Festival. So mm-hmm.
Personally, just my experience as not only his daughter, but, incorporating the jazz band, and it's such a great experience, especially now that we have students from all over the state, and it's a great experience for these kids to get to know one another and really, how often do you get to see live jazz musicians?
Well, and you were one of those kids.
Yes.
Yeah, and so how were you impacted as you grew into a teenager and emerging adult by your experiences being involved in Jazz Fest?
The general experience and just being able to learn from the clinicians, and it's just a different perspective within the music world. And just being a part of the back scenes as well, not just in the jazz band, but it's really led me to organization and, really working to succeed in event planning. And I actually went on to be the Jazz in the Schools coordinator for the University of Idaho Langhampton Jazz Festival when I was at college, too. So
this was influential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk again briefly because we're running out of time. Let's do the rundown of what events, when, and where.
Okay, I'll try to keep it straight. So Thursday night, we have the Thelonious Monk Institute of Performance at the Otis Theater. That's from 6:30 to 7:15. On Friday, there's a free brown bag lunch concert that's going to be at the Otis at from 12 to 1. Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock concert. That'll have all of the visiting student groups from around Southeast as far as Fairbanks. And then at 7, we have the kind of the headliner concert and one of the local school bands. Saturday, we've got clinics all day. And Saturday night, we have a 7 o'clock concert. And for those of you who can stay up late, we would like to see you out at the after-hours events at the Sitka Hotel on Friday and Mean Queen on Saturday. And if people need to buy tickets, they can either get those from the students from Blatchley or Sitka High School, or they can pick them up at Old Harbor. Or if you want to pay a little bit more, you can buy them at the door.
So this is happening this February 2nd through 4th. So that means not this weekend, right?
Not this weekend.
Next weekend. All right. Just want to clear that up. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mike and Michelle Kernine. Sitka Jazz Fest, 22nd year, coming up February 2 through 4.